Welcome to Empower Church. Thank you for joining us today. We are a church that has been called by God, set apart by Him, and bound together by His love. A church that aims to reach the community, the nation, and the world with a message of hope. We hope this message will build your faith, give you godly perspective, and leave you empowered to impact your community and the world.
And we are busy with a series, no other name, and I want to speak to you about no other name than the name of Jesus Christ. And I want you to go to John chapter number 11 with me, and don't get too comfortable. I'm going to get you standing and shouting just now. So, you know, hunger is almost always determined by your posture. Let me say that again. Hunger is almost always determined by your posture. If you slouch in a seat, you're not hungry for Jesus. In this church, we're hungry for God. We know that there's no other way out. We know that there's no other freedom but Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ only. Amen. If you're a first-time visitor here this morning, very, very welcome. Can I see just the first-time visitors? Would you raise your hands? Welcome, 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 welcome. And welcome, welcome at Empower Church. We are absolutely in love with Jesus Christ. We're a bride, but we're also an army. Oh, come on. That's a belief. We are army as we are a church. Are you there? We know how to dress up and we know how to war cry. John chapter number 11, verse number 1. The Bible says, now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany. And good morning again to all of our online community. Every single one, do me a favor, share the gospel, get it out. Little drip. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and his sister Martha. I want you to note something. This town was known not for Lazarus, which was Jesus' best friend. This town was known for Mary. Interesting. Mary was a worshiper. Okay. Come on, talk back to me. Nie stil te kerk in this church. We're going to be loud in heaven. Amen. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet of her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sisters sent to him saying, Lord, behold, the one you love is sick. I want you to take note here. They want to get Jesus' attention. They don't say the one that prayed seven times. They don't say the one that fasted 40 days. They don't say the one that loves you. They say, Lord, the one you love is sick. Listen, there's something you and I can boast about. It's not what we're going to ultimately do for Him. What we can boast about is that He chose us. He chose me. And ultimately, it's what He's going to do through me. And listen to Jesus. I like Jesus. When Jesus heard it, He said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now, Jesus loved Martha. Please note that. And her sister. And Lazarus. So when He heard that he was sick, He stayed two more days in the place where he was. In other words, Jesus hears his best friend is dying. He doesn't do anything. He stays. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had been already in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem. And many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. I want you to note this. And when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him. But Mary stayed at home. Please note that. Stays at home. Verse number 21, I just want to read the body of the text. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. And Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. That's not Martha. Martha answered, I know he'll rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus says, no, you've got this wrong. I am the resurrection and the life. No one who believes in me will live, and even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she replied, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. After she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. The teachers, yes, she said, and asking for you. When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now, Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was at the place where Martha had met him. I want you to note this. And when the Jews had been with Mary in the house, comforting her, notice how quickly she got up and went out. They followed her, supposing she was going into the tomb to mourn there. And when Mary reached the place where Jesus was, oh, listen to this. She fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Okay, one more. It's going to get good. Tell your neighbor it's going to get good. when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come along of her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. And he asked the question, where have you laid him? I want you to see something here. I want you to see, and I won't bore you because I've preached some of this about a year ago or so, but God gave me new revelation that is very important for us for this season. News hits Jesus. Jesus, your brother, or Lazarus is dying. The Bible says Jesus stays away 2 more days. He stays where he's at. 4 days, comes and goes. And according to Jewish history, very simple. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, man can still do it. Day number 4, impossible for man. And according to Jewish culture, at the 4th day, only God can do it. It's true what I say. They counted, if a man was raised on day 1, day 2, day 3, they would count it that it was the works of the man. Day 4, the Jewish community would have already wrapped up and said, now it's impossible, only God can do this. And Jesus waits, and he gets to Martha, he says to Martha, listen, I am the resurrection and life. And in other words, he give her the word, I am the life. But then he asks this question, he says, where's Mary? Because Mary has got an attitude because Jesus is late. Come on. And if you are honest with me this morning, there are many of you this morning, you have asked God many stuff in your life and it doesn't happen according to your time schedule. And I have good news for you this morning. It's not because it's not coming. It's because he has not a healing in mind. He has a resurrection in mind. He wants to do better. He wants to do greater. He wants to do more. Oh. Because if it was a you story, he doesn't need to show up. But if it's a God story. But I want you to see something here. The Bible says Mary bows down. And I've told you before, the word Mary is the word rebellion. When rebellion bows down and worships the one. But I want you to see something that I haven't told you before. This time round, when she bows down and she says, Lord, if you have been here, my brother would not have died. She's not bowing for herself. Because the first time Mary did this, she went to the Messiah. She went to Jesus for herself. She met him in Simon's house. She broke her alabaster jar. And the alabaster jar broken means I want to make covenant with you. Because Mary grew tired. Listen, Mary grew tired of trying to apply an oil that only fixes the outside. And as the perfume runs out, the sin runs in. And then she meets Jesus the first time and she says something like this. There's no conversation happening, only Simon judging. I want you to know that the only people that has a problem with your freedom is the religious folks. Simon has an issue. Why? Because Mary is about to be set free. She pours out the oil upon Jesus. You know the story. Judas gets offended because he says, why has this oil not been spared and sold to the poor? And the Bible says, Jesus says nothing to her. Only there's a broken woman with a broken alabaster jar. And she wants to make an exchange because she believes that the oil that Jesus got will heal her from the inside out. And so this, oh, come on. Do I have some witnesses in the building? Listen, if you love him much, you know what I'm talking about. He that's forgiven much, love much. If you've never been healed from a place that is called broken, if you've never come back from a place called delayed, if you've never come back from a place called betrayed, if you've never been lonely, if you've never been all of these things, and you don't understand the weight of sacrifice. Mary came with everything. Jesus wants worshipers. He doesn't want perfect worshipers. He wants wet worshipers. He wants imperfect worshipers. He wants worshipers like Peter that sings while he tries. But I want you to see something here. When she meets the Lord now the second time, the Bible says Mary bows down and she says, two different postures. Martha is standing, Mary is bowing. It's the posture of your encounter that brings the response. Oh, come on, encounter, empower. Listen, the way that Mary responds to Jesus unlocks Jesus, not for her, for her brother. No, you don't get what I'm saying. The way you worship Him, the way you praise Him, the way you lift up His name, no longer is a battle about you because you're saved. No, you didn't hear me. The battle is not because you're saved anymore. No, your worship. Oh, can I have a witness here this morning? Your worship, your praise, your kneeling, your praying, your sacrifice. We are now in a battle for other people. We are now in a battle for the lost Lazaruses and the ones that's been locked up and the one that's been tied down and the one that's been resisted and the ones that's been kept back. Oh, come on. Your worship can set your family free. It can set your business free. It can set your future free. It can set your sons and daughters free. Come on! The way you worship makes Jesus respond. He says, "Where have you laid him?" Because Martha couldn't get it out of him. Mary got it out of him. Why? The Father did not come to seek out anything, but He came to seek out worshipers. Are you a worshiper? Are we still willing to worship the King? You're 18 months into COVID, yet we still worship Him. Why? We don't bow the knee there. We bow the knee at Jesus. Ah. Come on, help your pastor preach this morning. It struck my heart because it's Mary, she, her worship can set somebody else free. Our nation is dying. True. South Africa is in trouble. And we can no longer look to politicians to answer this. I'm sorry. We can't. We have to look to the One. And my prayer is this morning that there will be a fire that starts to burn in your hearts. That you will say, "No longer do I look for anything else but the name." And I want you to understand something this morning. Only Jesus saves. And what we have to pray for right now in this hour in power is very simple. Is that He pour us out His Spirit as we stand up and fight. He's a lion and a lamb. But the next time He's coming, He's definitely not going to be pushed around. He's coming as a lion, I tell you. I think I have more lion blood inside of me than lamb blood. We lambs when we're wise. We lions when it's about our families, when it's about our communities, when it's about those that cannot talk for themselves, then we lions. We walk in front, we shout out loud, we are a force to be reckoned with. Why? The same Spirit that rose Jesus Christ from the dead, the same Spirit lives inside of us. He didn't call us to be comfortable nor convenient. He called us to rise up in this hour, in this moment, and to be worshipers. Come on, do I have worshipers with me in the house this morning? People that are still willing to break the alabaster jar. Listen, Jesus says, "Father, I thank you." Now, the Bible says Jesus is late. 4 days late. And many of you, this is what I want you to note this morning. It says, there's many of you, the Bible says, knock and keep on knocking. And you feel like there's something wrong because He's not coming. No, there's nothing wrong. We have so much what ifs. What if this and what if that? Why don't you leave your scoreboard behind before you go to the King? We want to go to the King on what we do. And how much we pray, and how much we fast, and all of that stuff is good. And you know at Empower, we believe in every single one of them, and we do all of them. However, we cannot knock on this door based on our goodness. You cannot knock on this door based on your righteousness, because you have none without Him. And what the Lord told me during this week, He said this, what seems like barrier tape is a setup for me to do something greater. Because I'm not interested in healing your Lazarus. I'm interested in raising your Lazarus. Oh no, the people that will shout, there's people that have Lazaruses in their lives. People that have got areas that are dead and dormant and stagnant. Come on, are you with me? Now, Jesus says, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. Say with me, revelation. No. Say it like you mean it. Revelation. This church is a house of revelation. Jesus says the sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. Yet Jesus doesn't show up. Why? Because he sent his word in front of himself. Before Lazarus came into the tomb, Jesus' word, the sickness is not unto death. Oh. But for the glory of God, Jesus' word was already inside the tomb. And what the devil didn't know, before Lazarus ever came to the tomb, the word of Jesus was already inside. And I'm going to prove to you that I'm 100% theologically correct. Because when he stands on the outside, he doesn't pray again. He just says these words, Father, I thank you that you've heard me. When did Jesus pray? 4 days prior. Why did he say, Father, I thank you that you've heard me? Because he was surrounded by people that were wailing and crying and moaning. He was surrounded by unbelief. So he needed to get a witness for himself on the inside that will witness with him. Oh, whenever there's agreement between two or more upon earth, upon anything, the Father says that will be done for you. Jesus stands on the outside. He says these words. He says, Father, I thank you that you heard me. When? 4 days prior. 4 days prior, the word of the Lord was sent. 4 days prior, the outcome was settled. 4 days prior, the breakthrough was already given. 4 days prior, the resurrection was already planned. Everything was settled 4 days prior. And I'm here to tell you this morning, if you're willing to receive it, there's many of you here, you are tired, you're weary, you are downtrodden. But I have a word for you, that you have a Jesus that sent a word ahead of you. And the only thing between now and receiving it is called time. Oh, come on. It's called time, baby. And you know that God has got eternity on his side. And he doesn't waste time. And what looked like a barrier tape was a setup of Jesus Christ, because he says, I'm the door, I'm the way, I'm the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And when this hit me, I realized that as Lazarus's body came inside of that tomb, the Spirit of the Lord was hovering on the inside, waiting. Jesus says, Father, I thank you that you've heard me as you always hear me. I thank you that you heard me as you always hear me. Then he says these words, Lazarus, come out. And the Bible says, Lazarus came. And here is the revelation that I want you to catch. Are you guys with me? Save me revelation. Save me activation. Jesus calls himself the door. He says, I am the door. I am the way. I am the life. And the one that calls himself the door says, roll the stone away. Because he has the authority to take the doors that shuts you. He has the authority once again to open it. And the Bible says, he says, Lazarus, come out. And the Bible says, Lazarus comes out. And he's bound by grave clothes. The word grave clothes in the Greek vernacular is the word for circumstances, voices, opinions, and the words of other people. Jesus gives instruction. Oh, I like this about the Lord. Oh, come on, shout, please, as I believe. Jesus tells the people that put Lazarus inside. He says, take the grave clothes off him. And let him go. God will make what seems to keep you as a setback. God will use your very enemy, your very situation, your very circumstance, and he will give that thing, oh, come on, in power. He will give that thing instruction. He makes a table for you in the midst of your enemies. While your enemies watch, He gives instruction. He makes your cup overflow all the days of your life. Where? In the presence of your enemies. Oh, come on. Do I have people here this morning that say, Jesus, I'm with you, Lord. Give instructions, because when the King decrees, it's decreed. He tells them, unwrap him. In other words, all you guys that celebrated his death, now you're going to unwrap him. How many of you don't sit here? You have people and crowds and situations all around you where other people have wrapped you so tightly because they like you bound. They like you limited. They like you silenced. Oh, come on, are you there? I don't know if I'm talking to the right people. Listen, if you've never gone through great stuff, you won't even know what I'm talking about. But delay does not mean denied. Delay does not mean denied. It just means he has something better. What you don't want an Ishmael. Abraham couldn't wait. So he got himself his own son. And Ishmael was born. And Ishmael to this day is giving Isaac problems. It's true. Sometimes because we don't want to wait on God, the Bible doesn't say those that hurry on with God. The Bible says those that wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. So it should look something like this. Father, I thank you that you're going to provide for me exceedingly abundantly above all than what I can think and imagine. Ephesians 3:20. And then you have to wait. Because if you're going to get up from that chair before he tells you to, you're going to do it in your own strength. And I can tell, if I have many gifted people sitting here. I've got doctors, lawyers, all of you gifted people. Listen, you're going to run out of your strength. You're going to run out of your ability. You're going to run out of your energy. You're going to run out of your wisdom. You're going to run out of your brain power. You're going to run out. But those that wait upon the Lord shall rise up with eagle's wings. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Those that wait upon the Lord, trust in the Lord of all of your heart. Lean not, lean not, lean not. Lean not unto your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all of your ways, and he shall, not he may, not he possibly can, he shall direct your path. Oh, come on. What? Oh! Yeah, what the devil thought is going to count you out with, God is counting you in with. Come on, your destruction, that sickness, that poverty. Oh, it doesn't have your name. It doesn't have your name. It doesn't have your name. Send it back. Send it back. Send it back, people. Listen, recently I moved home and they're still sending postage to my old house. True. And they say they keep on parent living at whatever. And they're still sending postage to wherever they think I live. But I've moved house. And so the only thing the new owners can do is send back to sender. There are people here this morning, you are seated here. The devil is sending you mail. And you better get an attitude of saying, hey, you have the wrong address. The devil is trying to give you mail of sickness, of poverty. Oh, come on. And you have to say, no, wrong address. Get away. Oh, here dwells prosperity. Here dwells victory. Here dwells the anointed. Here dwells a kingdom kid. Here dwells royalty. I don't know who you think you're talking to, but I'm royal by blood. I'm royal by divine decree. I'm royal because he chose me. I'm royal because his name is written. My name is written in his book of life. I'm royal because he's coming to fetch me. And so whenever the devil wants to whisper to me anything, that we roll back. Shut up. wrong address. Oh, do I have some wrong address people here this morning? Yeah. Yeah, you have to stand for those that cannot stand. You have to shout for those that cannot shout and say wrong address. Why did God make you strong? Because there's other people that don't have your strength. Stand for those that cannot stand. Shout for those that cannot shout. Be a voice for those that cannot be a voice. Are you with me? Come on, empower. Give Jesus Christ a praise offering. Yeah, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's give Him praise. Let's lift up His name. Oh, can we just take a praise break? Can we just take a praise break? Come on, let's just take a praise break. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Lift up His name. 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 Oh, you may be seated. Listen. Say to your neighbor, revelation. As I was preparing, the Lord gave me a sentence. He took me to Mark 5 verses 25 to 29. He took me to Mark 2 verses 1 to 4. Where a man is lame. There's nowhere in. Nowhere in. They need to cut a hole in the roof. He's got four friends. He's lying on a mat. He's lying on a mat. They make a hole. You know, when I said that, you know that song, He's got the whole world. Anyway, he make a hole. He made a hole. He does, you know. He has the whole world in his hands. If you were in Bible school, that's what we were taught. He has the whole world in his hands. Yes. They make a hole. Here comes the man in front of Jesus. That's good friends, by the way. They stop the meeting for one. Jesus tells the man, he's lame. Jesus doesn't say, be healed. Jesus says, your sins are forgiven. And then Jesus says something funny. He says, pick up your mat and you walk out of it here. And when I read that, the Holy Spirit spoke to me so deeply. And I was thinking about that. And this is what He said. He said that. And as I was, he said, you have to understand that this man interrupted everybody else. And by the way, we're just greeting Africa. Africa, you will be saved. You will not be called a continent of darkness. You'll be the continent of light. Because we have news for America and for all these other countries of the world. Africa will be the continent of revival. So God bless you, Africa. As you guys go, we'll see you tonight. Have a good Sunday.
If you've been impacted by this ministry in any way, we want to encourage you to partner with us financially and help us continue delivering God's word all around the world. Visit www.empowerchurch.co.za and find the giving option that works best for you, as well as some of our latest resources. Thank you again for joining us. Now go and live an empowered life.